when current bands can take the kind of, I don't know, progenitors of the genre and make it their own and make it come alive. And there's a lot of really cool black metal coming from that part of the world, so I was really stoked to find them. But again, this band is called Obrok, which means, like, I think it's a place of burial. And then this song is called Propoved. I'm sorry, my Bulgarian's not great. I do speak Russian, but my Bulgarian's not great. But I did look this up, and Propoved means sermon. And this is off their self-titled compilation album. Again, that's Obrok. Anglicized, that would be O-B-R-O-K.
I'm gonna
right. You just listened to Spite, who are a U.S. black metal band, and that song was called The Devil's Minion, and that's Minion spelled M-I-N-Y-A-N. I've been a fan of Spite for a number of years, and I'm very lucky to call Jesse a friend of mine. We met because he was selling a Hellhammer record at a show, and I walked up. It was the Hellhammer Blood Insanity 7-inch, like the very extremely limited Century Records release. And I walked up, and I was like, I need to buy that. And he complimented a pin I had, and we were friends since then. But it was really amazing to see them play at MDF in front of a really big crowd, Maryland Death Fest, in front of a really big crowd, especially since I've seen them in smaller, more intimate settings. Like, I've seen them play with Holder, and I think they opened for Xibalba from Mexico once. Maybe that was in Pure. But in any case, all support to Spite. Go check them out. Also, they're not the deathcore band Spite. There's a deathcore band called Spite. It's not them. They're the other one. Before that, you listened to the band Black Hole from Italy off their album Land of Mystery. That song was Demoniac City. They are a really great example of super early doom progressive metal. Italy really pioneered a lot of that sound, I would argue. And this album is a great example of that. And before that, you listened to Obrok from Bulgaria off of their compilation album. That song was Propoved, which means sermon. Coming up next, we've got another band from Belgium. You might remember, well, if you were listening the whole time, at the beginning of the show, I played Possession, who are another black metal band from Belgium. And this band, Dicasterion, they have some overlapping members. This is off their demo that came out a few years ago, and the song is called Exodus 22:18.
We'll be right back.
just listened to Siege Column, all the way from the wild exotic land of New Jersey, off their album Dark Side Legions. That song was Devil's Knights of Hell. Before that, you listened to, of course, Blasphemy. We cannot talk Canadian metal without mentioning Blasphemy. Off their album Fallen Angel of Doom, that song was Fallen Angel of Doom. Before that, you listened to Dicasterion off their 2018 demo. That song was called Exodus 2218. Again, that band shares members with Possession, also from Belgium. A lot of really cool stuff, like I said earlier, happening in that black metal scene over there. And then before that, you heard US black metal band Spite. And that song was The Devil's Minion, M-I-N-Y-A-N. We are turning away from North America and looking back to Europe. This next band is from France. This is an early 1990s black metal band from France. This band is Nehema, off their album Light of... I think the album's also called Light of a Dead Star, which is funny. There's a lush song called Light from a Dead Star, or Light from a Dying Star. I think it's really similar. When I was trying to find this song, I kept getting recommended the Lush song. Lush is great, don't get me wrong. That was not the vibe that I was looking for. But this is, again, French black metal band Nehema, and this song is called Light of a Dead Star.
Stars, bitch, made their eyes fall in the dark.
right. You just listened to Prophetic Suffering from Edmonton, Alberta. So they are a Canadian band. The Edmonton, Alberta metal scene is pretty famous within extreme metal. And this band describes themselves as weaponizing and fairly glorifying negativity. Doesn't that say it all? I really like this demo. This is from their 2022 demo. It's 12 minutes long, 4 songs, perfect for a quick listen. Excited to see what else this band puts out. Before that, you listened to Nehema, Light of a Dead Star, which again, early 1990s black metal from France. Our last song today to round out the 2 hours is from Spain. This is Titan Blood off their album Death. This song is called Plagues of Forgiveness. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this small offering of the worldwide metal underground. Stay tuned to listen to Radio Kapwa after this, and I hope everyone has a safe and wonderful rest of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. Mabuhay to everyone who's listening. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Veronica from Radyo Kapwa, one of the hosts. And for today's broadcasting, obviously, we always talked about some icebreaker. And for today, it's going to be, when was the first time that you were exposed to drag? And for me, I don't even remember. I didn't know about drag at all. I think one of the exposure that I had already was all the way back from the Philippines and how they made it like very comedic gay men and trans people. And maybe that was part drag, especially happening like every Sunday, maybe not. But now looking back to it, it kind of looked like drag for me. It's just more hetero, I guess, just more acceptable enough that people can still digest it for like general Filipino eyes. The first time I actually went to see a drag show was here in Montreal at the Wiggle Room. And that was just recently. So I would love to keep on going through different